Some government experts, including engineers, foresters, geoscientists and psychologists, took up picket lines in Victoria Tuesday, September 2. Scattered along Blanchard and Douglas Streets, the Professional Employees Association, P, members walked out to push the province to increase wages and commit to reducing its use of external contractors, among other demands, according to the labor union. Our members are the experts that the province relies on, the P's executive director Melissa Moroz told the Victoria News September 2. They're the ones that guide land use, they protect our water, our forests, and, importantly, they regulate all the natural resource and other nation-building projects that are underway in this province. The move comes after negotiations that began May 27 between the union and the province broke down. 82% of P members voted to strike August 29, marking the second time these workers have walked out in the union's 51-year history. These professionals do not take the decision to strike lightly, Moroz said in a September 2 news release. But when the BC government refuses to pay fair wages and continues to contract out the same work at a higher cost, they are sending a clear message about the priorities of this province. Contracting out doesn't save money, it costs more. Instead of investing in a stable public service, the government is paying a premium for external contractors. It's not just unfair to workers, it's fiscally irresponsible. Of the over 1,800 government professionals employed by the province, 150 are picketing in Victoria, Surrey and Prince George, alongside BC General Employees Union members, who also voted to issue a 72-hour strike notice August 29. Our goal here is to get a collective agreement, said Moroz. We're hoping the province takes notice of the resolve of our members and the support we have in our communities and comes back to the table. The executive director added picketers will stay out as long as it takes to get a deal. About this strike, Finance Minister Brenda Bailey said, in every cycle of bargaining, our government has demonstrated our willingness to get a good deal for everyone, with fair working conditions and wages that also helps us maintain our fiscal plan. At the same time, we must acknowledge the reality that BC finds itself in right now, with a limited fiscal position and strong economic headwinds, she added. The impacts of the U.S. trade war are being felt across Canada, and we must make decisions based on what's best for all British Columbians. The P said the strike won't disrupt essential services.